Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Question: what was the original sin? Was that committed by Eve? Was that committed by Adam? What was the original sin? Well, it wasn't committed by Eve or Adam. That may have been the first human sin. But what was the original sin? So let's begin in the beginning. Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens. Full stop. Then he created the earth. Full stop. Now this is reaching back in time, way before. We don't know how long before. What is listed here is the first day for man. So let's see what the Bible has for us, so that we can look at some scriptures which will tell us. What was it when God first created the heaven and then the earth? And we will see that between creating the heavens first, then he created the angels, because the angels were there when God laid the foundation of the earth. Now, that's a very interesting thing. Not many people know that. So let's come to the book of Job, the 38th chapter. Job, in the Holy Bible in its original order, comes after the book of Proverbs. Now, if you don't have the Bible, the Holy Bible in its original order, you need to get it, because there are so many mistranslations and false interpretations that follow along that are in these modern translations and follow along with the misinterpretations of Scripture. And it's astounding. So the book of Job is quite an interesting thing with Job. But Job thought that he was as good as God. And Job really believed that he was perhaps even more righteous than God. So, three of his friends came and they couldn't give him an answer. Then finally Elihu, the youngest one of them all, said, "Job, is it right that you should say your righteousness is more than God's? How could that be?" And Job wanted God to come and talk to him. Well, God did that very thing right here in Job 38. Verse 1, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, 'Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now gird up your loins like a man, for I will demand of you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it if you have understanding.'" Quite an interesting statement, isn't it? Remember what we read back there? In the beginning, God created the heavens, full stop, and the earth, full stop. "Or who has stretched out the line upon it? Or what are the foundations fastened to? Or who laid its cornerstone?" Now notice verse 7, because this tells us a lot. Because at this point, there were no human beings. That came way, way later. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, this is referring to the angels. So, the angels were there when the foundation of the world was laid. And they were rejoicing with joy, and were happy, and were thankful, and were glad. So that shows that after the creation of the heavens, then sometime after that, God created the angels. Now, how many angels there are, we don't know. But this is something we need to understand. And God created the earth to be inhabited by the angels.
Since the late 1920s, everything we know about how our universe works has been turned upside down.
It's important to realize how much our picture of the universe has changed in the last century.
At the Mount Wilson Observatory above Los Angeles, astronomer Edwin Hubble discovered galaxies aren't stuck in one place. Not only are they moving, but they're flying away from Earth at incredible speeds.
All galaxies on average were moving away from us, and stranger still, those that were twice as far away were moving twice as fast. And those that were three times as far away were moving three times as fast, and so on. Everything was moving away from us.
It became known as Hubble's Law.
What Hubble convincingly demonstrated by seeing the motion of those galaxies is that the universe is expanding.
Theoretically, an expanding universe must have started from a single point. By measuring how fast the universe is expanding, astronomers calculated backwards and figured out when it burst into life.
People ask the question, how do you know that the universe is 13.7 billion years old? I mean, smarty pants, you weren't there 13.7 billion years ago. Well, when you watch television on videotape, you hit the stop button when you see an explosion, and you could run it backwards and see when it actually took place. The same thing takes place with cosmology. We can run the videotape backwards and then calculate when it all came from a cosmic explosion.
And that was way before Adam and Eve. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now then, let's come to the book of Ezekiel. Now in Ezekiel 28, it's talking about the Prince of Tyre. And the Prince of Tyre was lifted up and declaring himself to be such a great, fantastic, powerful person. Now behind the prince was the king. And the king of Tyre was not a human being. But it was one of the angelic beings who gave him that power. So let's see what God says about this angelic being in Ezekiel 28. And let's pick it up here in verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre. Now that's the spirit being behind the king. And say to him, thus says the Lord God, you seal up the measure of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Now let's stop here and think for just a minute. The only ones in the Garden of Eden were God, Adam, and Eve, right after they were created. Then the fourth one that came in was the serpent, which is another type of Satan, the devil, but it is Satan incarnate. So, this had to be the angelic being because no one else was in the Garden of Eden. Every precious stone was your covering. Then it lists all the precious stones. Now continuing in verse 13. The workmanship of your setting and of your sockets was prepared in you in the day that you were created. Now that's quite a statement. So this is a created spirit being. Let's see some more about how God describes him. You were the anointed cherub that covers, and I set you so, and you were upon the holy mountain of God. That's where the very throne of God is in heaven above. And you have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created. So a perfect, powerful, absolutely magnificent spirit being. But let's see that he is responsible for the first original sin. Let's read it. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity or sin was found in you. Well, that's something. Now then, look at what happens. But by the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore, I will cast you as profane from the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from among the stones of fire. Not destroy him as a spirit being, but to destroy him or remove him from the presence of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. Now think of that for a minute. But sin, because of free choice, sin entered in, and he rebelled against God. Now then, let's see how far that this sin went. What was he doing that this sin was so great? I will cast you to the ground. Now let's see what that sin actually was. And then we will look at the scope of the sin. Let's come to Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's all the angels of God. I will also sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. His rebellion and sin was to take over and remove God as God. Now think about the magnitude of that sin. Here he was, the covering cherub. He knew God, the glory of God, the righteousness of God, the power of God. He was there with the other angels rejoicing when God made the earth, laid the foundation of it for a place for them. And the angels, as we will see, were the ones who first inhabited the earth. But here, this is quite a thing that took place. Let's finish it here. He said, verse 14, I, well, look at all of the eyes. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet, you shall be brought down to the grave, to the sides of the pit. And that's quite a thing, because we will see that is eventually his fate, to be completely removed. Now, how vast was this rebellion? Was he just the only one? Was he just the one who rebelled and all the other angels remained faithful? Is that it? What happened? And how did that affect the earth? Well, let's see. These are some important things. Let's come back here to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. And let's see that this was a tremendous rebellion. Revelation 12, verse 3. And another sign was seen in heaven, behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. And his tail swept away 1/3 of the stars of heaven, or the angels of heaven, and cast them to the earth. Now, that's quite a thing. This rebellion brought in 1/3 of the angels to fight against the angels of God and to fight against God, and Satan was there to try and take over the very throne of God. That was the original sin. Now let's pick it up here in verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels warred against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels warred. But they did not prevail, neither was their place found any more in heaven, and a great dragon was cast out, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan. Okay, he was cast out. Now let's come to the small epistle of Jude. Now Jude was the half-brother of Jesus. Quite interesting. And he later became an apostle. Now, Jude is writing a warning of what was happening to the church. But he recalls way back to the same kind of rebellion that happened with the angels. Notice what he says here, verse 4, concerning the contemporary time with what they were going through. For certain men have stealthily crept in. Now, keep that in mind, because today the counterfeit fake Christianity has men just like this, empowered by Satan, the devil, and the demons, and they have presented themselves as the church of God. But it's the church of Satan. But they don't call it that. They call it the Universal Catholic Church.
I remember when I first learned what Catholic meant. The definition of Catholic is universal, and that made total sense to me when I went to my Catholic church the next week and looked around and saw that everyone was praying the same prayers, singing the same songs, and kneeling and standing at the same time. And I thought, you know, you're right, that is pretty universal. Even though we're from different places with different cultures, we have the same core beliefs and traditions, and we're all in unity with each other throughout the world with the Pope as our leader. And that's why being Catholic is so important to me, because no matter where I am in the world, I can find a Catholic church and feel right at home.
For certain men have stealthily crept in, those who long ago have been written about, condemning them to this judgment. They are ungodly men. Why ungodly? Because they're following Satan, who are perverting the grace of our God, turning it into licentiousness, and are personally denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now come down here to verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their original domain, but deserted their habitation. Their original domain was the earth. That was their original habitation. Because remember, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in between creating the heavens and the earth, he created the angels. And then God laid the foundation of the earth, and all the angels rejoiced because this was their habitation. So this proves that the earth itself, the physical earth, is much older than 7,000 years. And we'll go back to the book of Genesis, and we will see that is substantiated right there in the first chapter. So this is the original sin. Now, spirit beings cannot die. So they continued on, even though they lost possession of the earth. And God probably made it exceedingly beautiful for them, without a doubt. So let's come back here to Genesis, the first chapter again. And verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens, full stop, and the earth, full stop. Then what we have read was the angels had that as their habitation, and then the leading angel, the one who is called Lucifer, or the morning star, or the light bringer, which he was supposed to be, he rebelled, and a third of the angels followed him in this war, and they lost, and they were cast down to the earth. Now, little sidebar, we've got a book which is called Geology Catastrophism, and we have it on CD for you. You can email us, you can write us, we will send it to you at no cost. And that shows this same thing that we have just covered here. That's why there are two major floods. And we'll look at the first one right here. Because after they rebelled, then here's what happened. Verse 2. The earth was without form and void. Now, we find in Jeremiah the fourth chapter that that means that that's the result of war. Didn't we not read about war in heaven and they're cast down to the earth? Yes. And furthermore, Jesus verifies that in Luke 10 and verse 18. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. That's when he was cast down to the earth. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. The face of the deep is a flood.
Scientists have looked long and hard into the origins of Earth's water, and what they've found is amazing. Our planet shouldn't be wet at all. Tracing the exact source of Earth's water is surprisingly complex. The journey starts over 4.6 billion years ago, during the formation of our solar system. A vast cloud of gas and dust hangs in space. Inside this cloud, atoms of hydrogen and oxygen proliferate.
Oxygen is one of the most abundant atoms in the universe. Hydrogen is the most abundant atom in the universe. You're going to get a lot of whatever it is they form.
Over millions of years, these highly reactive atoms bind together to form H2O, water.
Water is a fairly simple molecule. It's made of two hydrogens and one oxygen.
This newly formed water sticks to dust grains inside the gas cloud, slowly building up into crystals of ice. Eventually, the icy, dusty cloud becomes so dense, it starts to collapse under gravity. This begins the process that forms our solar system. There's enough water here to fill the Earth's oceans 3 million times over.
So there were two floods. The one with the rebellion of Satan and the angels of being cast down to the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. How long it was in that condition with the first flood covering the earth. Now, actually, the Hebrew could read that the earth became without form and void. And that's the true meaning of it. Because this was with the rebellion of Satan. And then the flood covered the earth, and there was great darkness because of the flood. So what else happened with the stars and the sun and the moon and everything like that because of this war? This was a giant, fantastic war that took place. And so when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, that's when God began to prepare the earth for mankind. So at that point, we are looking at approximately 6,000 plus or minus years. So the original sin was not the sin of Adam and Eve, but it was the sin of Satan and the angels who followed him. So they were removed. Where they were removed to, we don't know. Then God recreated the surface of the earth, remade the oceans, created everything that is there that we know that God has created, as we find in chapter 1. Then he had to set the sun and the moon in the right place again to keep track of time the way it should be kept. So, that answers the question, what was the original sin? Answer, it was the rebellion of Satan the devil and a third of the angels who followed him because they wanted to take over the throne of God and remove God. But they failed in their rebellion and their attempt. So to this day, Satan is there to cause trouble with mankind. And we will see how that happened. So once again, you be sure and write for that booklet, Geology, Catastrophism, and Scriptures, and that will show it. And then the booklet, Why Were You Born? Because we'll get into that one. That's what you need to know. If you don't know why you were born and why God created you, then don't you think you ought to know that? Don't you think that's the most important thing you need to find out? Well, the answer is in the Bible, because God has a great plan for mankind. So these things you need, and this is why we have church at home, because you're not going to hear anything like this in a Sunday-keeping church. And these are important to understand. So until next time, thank you for inviting me into your home. This is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.